Whether you're trying to find the perfect gift for your sister that people don't know about or anybody on your holiday shopping list, the place to go is Amazon.com. Check out everything in the Amazon Cyber Monday Deals Week with our link, robhasawebsite.com/Cyber Monday. That's robhasawebsite.com/Cyber Monday. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now, here's the guy who's having an asthma attack right at this very moment, Rob Cesarino. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Rob Has a Podcast. I am Rob Cesarino, and we are streaming here live on Periscope tonight as we were having all sorts of adversity dealing with our YouTube channel, and we said, screw it. We have to get this interview to happen right now because we have the sister of the person who just won their way into the BBOTT Final Three and will have a shot at winning BBOTT. Please welcome one half of the sister twist from BBOTT. Alex Willett is here tonight. Alex, how are you?
Hi, Periscope. I'm fantastic. Life is good right now. And I'm stoked. I'm stoked to be here.
You're happy. You're thrilled. You're pumped up.
Oh, yeah. Like, literally, so excited. I'm excited I'm finally doing this podcast with you. I'm excited my sister won her way into the final three. Life could not be better right now.
Okay. Life could not be better for us right now because we've got a lot to talk through here tonight as we are just two nights away from the finale of BBOTT. Here to talk with us, two members of the LFC. First, welcome in someone whose poll is already up at this hour. Here is Taryn Armstrong Biscuit.
How's it going, Rob? We're on Periscope. I feel so underground. I feel like we're cooler than usual.
Yes. Yes. Why? Is that an underground thing, Periscope? Is that like a lot of hipsters on Periscope?
I have no idea.
Okay.
All right. I just feel like it's lamer, so I figured I'd spice it up.
All right. There we go. And then, of course, here is a man who is no tech issues on his end tonight. Here is Alex Kidwell. All smiles.
Yes. Not me. Woo! Not me. Someone else this time.
Yes. All right. Okay. All right. So here we are. We're hashtag RHAP. We're going to be taking your questions here, even on Periscope. I'm sure you guys have a lot of questions for Alex about her game, about everything going into the final three, where I think that it's still fair to say, Morgan, an underdog going into this. Would you agree with that, Alex?
Oh, absolutely. Morgan has been the underdog this entire season. I think our alliance has been the underdog. I think we've had to battle a lot. And when you look at it, Morgan's had to go through so much more than both Jason and Chrissy. I mean, not only was she really kind of fighting this battle alone for the past couple of days, she was a have-not twice. She had to do a have-not by herself at the end of both times of it. She was America's Nom. She's the only surviving America's Nom. You know, she lost her friends, all her people, and she's had a positive attitude this entire time.
So. Okay. So we'll talk all that through and much more here tonight. But Alex, first, before we get into the story of Morgan, I know you're very excited. Let's talk about you a little bit and what life has been like for you outside of the BBOTT house, because I have to imagine that even in the heat of the battle and everything going on in the house, I mean, I'm sure you probably had no idea just how contentious things were out here in the real world with us, everybody online this whole time.
Oh my gosh. Okay. When I walked out of the house, I had no idea the fans were as divided as we were in the house. That one completely was a blindside to me. I kind of walked out thinking that everyone didn't like my alliance, didn't like me. I was America's Mom. I mean, Morgan ended up being it. Like, so I was stunned to walk out and find out how divided you all were. It was a shock.
Yeah, it's been a very divided season. And certainly, you know, there are many, many fans of Jason and Lena Jamboree and many, many fans of everything with the Ball Smashers. You know, it's really been a very divided season in terms of the fan base. I mean, what has been like in terms of like realizing it, but then also living with it? Because, you know,
I've, you know, said that I think that whatever side you're rooting for, I mean, yeah. I think it's fine. You want Jason to win. That's great. You want Morgan to win. That's great. I don't know if anybody wants Chrissy to win, but we'll assume that there are people out there that want them to win. But I just don't, I don't know why we have to not be civil about it.
Yeah, I don't know. The whole thing is weird to me. To me, how people are handling social media this time around, I don't know. It feels very negative to me, and I'm not a huge fan of that. I wish that we could all just support who we want to support and not get into fights and not really like judge others if their opinion is different than yours. So I've just been very much someone who is dropping my opinion on Twitter and just leaving and not really getting involved in all the fights and the negativity this season. So I kind of wish everyone could be like that.
Yeah.
More positive experience.
Taryn, hold on. Now let's just get a co-sign on this. Can you vouch for what Alex is saying? Has she been on good behavior since she's been out of the house?
Yeah. I mean, certainly in comparison to some other house guests, she has been a saint. And I don't take that lightly either. Like, she has definitely not been, she's been very, very quiet on Twitter compared to a lot of other people. She's certainly on Reddit talking with them a lot, but nothing like super negative. Yeah. I think it's something to be commended in a season with a lot of negativity that, she's sort of, deciding to take the high road here.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, my thing is, I wanted to come out of this house and not take things personally. That was really big to me. So when I am talking to people on Reddit or on Twitter, I'm trying to keep it very game oriented because I have no hard feelings for any of the house guests. I'm really proud that I got to share this experience with all of them, and I just am keeping it strictly game talk.
All right. Well, let's go into looking at this final three. And of course, there's many people who are making the strong case for Jason. A lot of campaigning going on for him. Obviously, you want to make the case for Morgan. So could you guys just give us the quick version of the pitch for Morgan? Because I feel like that while you were in the house, I feel like that it was hard for her to escape your shadow as a player.
It's funny because going into the house, we both didn't really know that we would be there until day one. And almost off the bat, we decided we were going to have two very different strategies. I was going to be more vocal up front, not vocal in the house, but really like strategy wise, more of the gamer. And she was going to lie low and, just kind of fly under the radar and use us as shields. And I think she actually exemplified that and was able to make that happen. She kept the sister twist a secret. She won comps when she needed to win comps. She had an amazing social game in a season where a social game was completely lacking. So to me, mad props to her for being able to actually go out and form relationships with Neely. Look at her these last couple of days. She's been forming relationships with Chrissy, with Jason. So I think that she has had an amazing social game. She only has, I think she has 3 comp wins. Jason has 4 comp wins. I mean, she's not that far behind him. So I don't even know if you can really compare comp wins this season, honestly. I think she's done an amazing job and she deserves to win the season.
What was going through your mind as you watched the competition play out between Justin and Morgan earlier tonight? It definitely looked like it started off close, but very quickly, Justin was he was out of gas. He was saying, I don't effing know to a lot of the questions that were out there. A very impressive win by Morgan tonight.
Yeah, she killed it. I am so proud of her. I knew if it was a mental comp like that to where it was questions relating to, days in the house, who won what in the house, that she would be able to go out there and kill it. And she did. I was not expecting her to physically beat Justin in that competition as well. So she really shocked me. She murdered that competition. So props to my sister.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, let's start to just take a look at this journey that she's been on since you left. What was the thing that surprised you the most about what she's done since you've been out of the house?
Yeah, honestly, she has just been so composed once I left the house and once Shelby left the house. I kind of expected her to really just break down and freak out that she was there alone with all these people who basically trash talked her the entire season. So she really made the most of her situation. She was positive, she was upbeat, and she just knew she had to win her way to the final three, and she did. So proud of her.
Okay. And Taryn and Alex Kidwell, I want you guys to jump in here as well with what do you guys have any questions from back when Alex was in the house?
Well, certainly, I think week two was a big turning point in the game, especially after losing corn, because losing cornbread was also a big turning point. Oh, but
yeah, that was a game changer.
Yeah. But I think, you know, ultimately the pivotal decision is, you know, when you find out that, you know, Monty is nominated by America, he's probably going to go home by America. Like, how does that impact what you're going to do moving forward in the game? Like, what was your thought process when that happened?
You know, my thought process with Monty going home was I figured that he was put up because he targeted Jason. So my rationale going forward was I need to try to get in good with Jason because clearly, you know, he has the fan base, you know, he's kind of America's golden boy. So I knew to like move forward in the game, I had to make a valiant effort to really form some sort of strategic connection with Jason to protect myself. So that was my main focus because I knew that Jason was kind of running, you know, his vote at that point.
I'd like to know, you know, because I think a lot of people have talked about, we've discussed it even on this podcast, the idea of, you know, you coming in, knowing someone in the house versus Jason having a pre-existing fan base, like which twist is more powerful per se. And I think, you know, a lot of people are just, you know, the fact that you guys like didn't get caught, I think is like now kind of taken as a given, but can you like, I think a lot of people don't understand, like how hard was it for you to maintain that relationship on the down low? Because like, if you guys got caught, I mean, everything changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honestly, I don't feel like our twist was an advantage really at all. I mean, it was an advantage in that I had someone I could trust 100%. But honestly, it affected our social game. You know, with Morgan, I let her tell all the stories and I knew I had to kind of be really secretive. We didn't want to get caught in a lie about anything. So that was really huge. That actually affected my game very negatively. And also, you know, it was just hard to lie about that and just know that you're keeping a big secret and you're not being completely open with all these people. You're not able to really form that connection because of it. So, I mean, it was difficult. It was really difficult. And we were playing the game for two people instead of one secretly. Mm-hmm. It's a lot different if you're open about it, but because it was me and Morgan being secretive about it, I was having to protect her and she was having to protect me without anyone knowing. So it was hard. It was difficult.
But Alex, I mean, that we could say now, I mean, it's an advantage to have your sister in the house. I don't think that's going to cost her any votes to say. I mean, I think that Alex Kidwell makes a good point of that in this final two or final three, with all due respect to Chrissy, that I feel like it's a battle of really two advantages of you have Morgan who had you with her as another person in the house and Jason who's had a fan base outside of the house. So I think that it's sort of an interesting battle between the two of them.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I just look at Jason's twist and I kind of feel like it benefited him a lot more. You look at the America's Moms. They were typically more of my alliance. Even though we did win more of the HOHs, we were still down in numbers. Look at this. It was 3-1 for the final four. So clearly Jason's fan base and his twist was advantageous to them. Whereas me and Morgan were literally having to fight an uphill battle the entire game to get there.
Yeah, and I would say that I definitely was of the mind that in the beginning of the season that the sister twist was definitely going to be almost overpowered in many senses. And I do think that that's true in a normal game of Big Brother, because in a normal game of Big Brother, it's an insane advantage to have somebody you know you can trust. You can bounce strategy off of them. You can work separate sides of the house. It certainly could have been implemented better this season, but I think that Jason's advantage is one that is specific to this season, and it's the main part of the gameplay in this season.
Yes, absolutely.
So I don't think they're very comparable in that sense, because I also don't think that Jason implemented his advantage very well. I think that he's probably squandered a lot of the fan base he came in with, but that's still not enough to get rid of the advantage that he had going in.
Well, let me just say devil's advocate then, Taryn, because that I agree with everything you're saying, that Jason's fan base was the biggest advantage in the game. And it's something that everybody in the house was aware of, but doesn't Jason deserve some credit for getting everybody to not vote him out when it was so obvious that seemingly that it was going to be so much help to him? I mean, that I always talk about Boston Rob, where he's played, and I know it's a little bit of a different story between OTT and Survivor, but somebody who with all that game experience with the fan base like Jason has, I mean, that didn't he do a good job by getting everybody to not vote him out immediately?
Well, it's a little bit like Yule with his super idol in Survivor, where it's like if somebody has a massive advantage, yes, there's still a chance that they could get voted out because the natural counterbalance is the other players saying you have a huge advantage, therefore we need to work extra hard to go against you. But the fact that they have to work extra hard to go against you creates a disincentive for them in particular to be the one that goes against you, which makes it much less likely that somebody is going to go against you in the first place, which means you do have a huge advantage going.
Alex, how much was this idea talked about in the house?
The whole Jason thing with his advantage?
Yes, with going against Jason.
Yeah, I know with at least me and Scott, I had talked to him about this. You know, we didn't know when America's Mom was going to end. So in our opinion, we decided let's not touch let's not touch Jason because obviously America is going to support him. They got out Monty. We figured we would try to touch Jason the second America's Mom ended. We didn't know when it was going to end, and I thought it would end a lot sooner than it did. So there wasn't many opportunities to get him out because of that.
Okay. In terms of, you know, the criteria for where people should make this decision between Morgan and Jason, I mean, I've said that I think that Jason played a game that he is probably, I thought, the most deserving player. But Morgan has come on strong and won competitions down the stretch. I mean, in terms of Jason's strategic game, do you give him a lot of credit?
I give him credit for playing the game. I think there was a lot of people in his alliance that really just kind of hung out and didn't do that much. So I do give him credit for that. But I also think strategically he made some huge blunders that honestly, he's lucky it didn't cost him the game. I think the fake final five was a huge blunder on his part. And I think the double eviction was a huge mistake on his part. They should have gotten rid of Morgan instead of me because she had the cure package. And he's very lucky, in my opinion, that he is in the final three because of this.
Yeah, you know, when it comes to this deserving thing, it's a really tricky thing to do because a large amount of what we're doing when we do this is I think we're grading it on, again, the regular season of Big Brother, which is, you know, did they win at the right times? Were they strategic enough? Did they make enough moves? But that's really not the majority of this game. The majority of this game is having the majority of the fans voting for you. And that is what Jason has done largely throughout the season. And that's why I've credited him for playing a decent game as far as this season goes. I think as far as a normal season goes, he's almost played somewhat poorly. And honestly, I think most people on this season have played somewhat poorly. I'm sorry. So to say that necessarily one person deserves it over another because of an outdated sort of gameplay based on a different game, I think is not necessarily the most accurate way of going about it. And so going into this finale, I was saying, you know, maybe Jason has played the best game. If he can get to the finale and have the majority of the votes, then, you know, that's probably all we can say because we have no other evidence otherwise. However, if Morgan wins this vote, if Morgan comes from behind with no previous fan base, she gets to the end and she manages to beat the Goliath that is Jason and his fan base, I think that's, you know, a more impressive win. And I think that means that she has probably played the best game. So it's really down to us and we get to decide who's the better player.
Alex, what is Morgan going to say tomorrow night when she has her opportunity to speak to America about why they should vote for her?
Yeah, you know, I think she's really going to emphasize obviously the sister twist. We really hid that from the house and it was a lot of effort on our part. And I think we really played it pretty perfectly in terms of no one suspecting us. I think she's going to talk about how she purposely laid low and used me, Shelby, and Scott as shields, as that was part of her strategic plan. And I think she's going to talk about how she's won the comps when she needed to win the comps to ensure her safety in the final three. And she's had a great social game. Like, in a season where a social game is non-existent because of the divide in the house, Morgan and Justin were really the only two people who were able to accomplish that. Jason had a horrible social game this season. So, I mean, you have to weigh that out too.
The social game is just tricky to me because in terms of we talk about the social game by the jury in what they're going to do, but there isn't a traditional jury. I feel like that Morgan would actually have a better shot if this was the house guest coming back, because I feel like she hasn't made any enemies and she's been able to deal with everybody in a fashion where she's in the house with Jason and Chrissy all week. And, you know, they're mad at Justin. They're not either, you know, that she's able to be very civil and get along well with them. So I do think that speaks to her social game in a traditional season. I just don't know what that necessarily does in the OTT season.
I think I think what it does is I think that social game, it doesn't matter for in a jury sense in this kind of season. I think it only matters in the sense of how far it gets you into the game and what it does for you when you're in the end of the game with America. So if Morgan's social game was one that was that prevented her from being targeted over almost anyone else in her alliance and got her to the final three, and she's also likable enough to win in the end, I think that speaks for an amazing game. I think that's how you have to judge this.
Alex, that just stepping aside from this drama with the final three, I would love to know, you know, if you could tell us anything about how did you and Morgan ultimately get onto the show? I know that it seems like that you were the big fan of the show. Morgan seems like that she's somebody who's more of the newcomer. And, you know, it does seem like time and time again that the person who's like the newcomer to Big Brother, that's not as much of a stumbling block often for them. You could pick up the strategy relatively quickly in a Big Brother season, whereas the super fans try to do too much at times. So yeah. Could you just give us the background of how you guys got on the show?
Yeah, sure. Okay. So it's funny. I have been telling Morgan to apply for Big Brother for years now, because in real life, she's very emotional and kind of like all over the place. And I was expecting her to be like that on the show. And she actually held herself together very well. And she applied on her own for this season. She saw a tweet. She sent him like a photo or something and applied. Whereas I applied on my own without telling her through a video application. So we both didn't know we had applied until we kind of got further along in the process and realized, oh, we're going to semifinals. Oh, we're going to finals. So it was just kind of a weird coincidence. And here we are on Big Brother together.
It's coming into the season that when we were got to finally, you know, first get to meet the cast, there was a lot of like, hey, I'm playing this game with my sister, but I don't want to work with her, that there's no way I'm working with my sister in this house, that we do not get along. We are not thrilled. And it, by day, you know, an hour into the game, you guys are working together. So was that just sort of like bluster, or did you really think that you weren't going to work with Morgan?
It's funny because being on Big Brother has been my dream for the longest time. So I was actually very terrified of the potential of Morgan being on the season with me. I mean, I knew she was at finals, so I've been being told it wasn't going to happen. But in the back of my mind, you're always like, well, what if it does? So I was scared she was going to come on and ruin like my one shot of playing this game. And, you know, when you get in this house and there's all these unfamiliar faces, you kind of just gravitate towards each other naturally. We were going to try to play up two different sides of the house. That was not happening this season because of some of the personalities in there. And yeah, we ended up working together. It was weird. I thought I would have victory. Yeah.
Alex, did you watch Big Brother Canada this past season?
I watched season 4.
Okay, yeah.
The two brothers that won. Yeah.
Yes, the Pax brothers. And so were you thinking at all, like you knew Morgan is there at casting, and are you thinking that they're going to make you play together in the game?
Yes. Yes. And that was my worst nightmare. I was like, if I have to play this game with my sister as one, I'm going to die. So I'm very grateful we got to play separately.
What did you learn about Big Brother that here you are, somebody who's, you know, a super duper fan of the show, and then here's your sister who doesn't know anything about Big Brother from the start, and please correct me if, you know, I'm misrepresenting her background. And now here she is making it to the end of the season, and you're here talking to us.
Yeah, you know, well, Morgan was more of a casual fan. She has watched the show before, but she's not on the feeds with me. She's not in the chat rooms, all that stuff. I think it just kind of goes to show that, you know, maybe the super fans get really excited and play too fast. So more power to you, to her, at least, for, you know, lying low and just, you know, cruising her way through the game and winning when she needed. So,
yeah. From Periscope, PKC7211 says, please tell Alex that in tonight's diary room, Chrissy said she still doesn't believe that Morgan is Alex's sister.
Wait, stop. No, wait, Chrissy's diary room. That didn't happen tonight, did it?
Maybe Chrissy, I'm being fed bad info.
Chrissy, oh, Chrissy, where do I start with Chrissy? You know, she's a little delusional. She's had some great DRs. I'm not going to lie. I was really upset when Morgan told Chrissy we were sisters, but Chrissy's reaction is more than I dreamed it would be. So I'm so happy that happened. I mean, it wouldn't even shock me at this point if Chrissy still didn't believe it because it's Chrissy.
She was really getting on Justin, that she felt like that Justin, you know, she's not just there to like play a game with people. Like, she was there to make friends and Justin was just there for himself. Could you believe it? Who knew?
Chrissy was playing a friendship club for most of this game. So it doesn't shock me that she was there to make friends.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about Justin going out tonight, because we haven't really touched on that. We got to see a lot of Justin being very despondent about everything, really not happy with Jason and Chrissy. Alex Kidwell, did you feel like that was fairly represented on the show tonight that we saw?
Yeah, I mean, relatively, because what are they going to leave stuff on the cutting room floor from this past week? There's absolutely nothing happening in that house. That was pretty much what happened. I mean, Justin kind of had the realization of what was going to happen. You know, we see this a lot of times with people who don't understand the game they're playing. You realize what's happening after it's already happened and it's too late for anything to be changed. And I think that's kind of what happened with Justin. He, you know, just told himself, if I believe I'll get there, then I'll get there. And he didn't really like outline the steps needed to make a long-term goal actuality. He was then despondent, and he has been doing a lot of the cooking. So then when he wasn't helping out with Thanksgiving, like, that, you know, Chrissy was like very, very bothered by that, like super offended by that. That really, really upset her that Justin wanted to eat and didn't want to help out. And she felt like it was a real statement on like their friendship and how he feels about them and how he's being a sore loser and that kind of thing. And yeah, I mean, like Alex said, it's just, you know, this is how Chrissy has played this game. We've talked a lot this season about like what has created great divides in this house and made it so hard for people to work with each other. And there's been a lot of factors, like obviously the America's nominee and, you know, the America's influence plays a huge role, but so too do players like Chrissy, who are just adamantly unwilling to learn the game and just want to like be themselves and stick to what they know and see how far that gets them. In the case of BBOTT, it seems quite a ways.
Alex Willett, I thought it was very odd that we saw Jason and Chrissy then talking to Morgan about their final three, which if this was a traditional season of Big Brother, I feel like that would make a lot of sense in terms of like, you know, we want to take you to the end. But if it was just going to be a battle between Morgan and Justin in to win a competition, I mean, why have that conversation with her? I didn't understand that from a strategic point of view.
You're talking about why Jason befriended Morgan?
Why did
Morgan?
Jason and Chrissy, tell Morgan about how they really want to go to the end with her and not Justin?
I think that Jason and Chrissy kind of were purposely turning against Justin just to make their fan base know, you know, like, we want nothing to do with Justin anymore. Like, he doesn't deserve to be here. Basically trying to turn around the opinions of Justin to where if he did somehow get in the final three, they don't want people to like him enough for him to actually win. So I think they were just literally trying to, you know, change who he is in the eyes of the viewer.
Taryn, did you feel like, was that getting too cute with trying to, prop up Morgan to get her to the final three instead of Justin?
Certainly. I mean, based on the polls that I had put out that were potential, like either Morgan is there or Justin is there, Jason was beating Justin by a much larger margin than Morgan was, or than he was against Morgan. So I think he did make a miscalculation there. It's hard to blame him too much because obviously with the pizza video, you've got to think that Justin is still pretty liked.
Always comes back to the pizza video.
Right. And I think that it was sort of a preemptive strike against Justin in case that he's there, in case he needs to go against Justin in the finals. It may ultimately prove to be a mistake. We can only wait and see.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really think like in that moment, Rob, that's not posturing. I think that's Jason actively coming to his own realization that I think Morgan and Chrissy is the ideal final three for me. I think he really does believe that. I think he was legitimately worried about Justin's potential charisma and what that could mean on the outside. I don't think he's aware of the possibility that Morgan could have as many fans as she does.
Taryn, what did you think of the fact that Jason said, if I went to the end with Justin, I would be like the Cody. It would be the dumbest move.
I think that's how he's felt all season long.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
And right. Like he's been talking all season long about how he needs to cut Jason before the end. He found himself in a situation where he wasn't really able to do so. And so he was really just kind of hoping that Justin didn't make it. And in case that he did, he really needed to go on the attack.
I was just saying, without the information that we have at our disposal, you can kind of begin to understand why he would think that, right? Because like, you know, and in his mind, like Morgan was being protected by Alex and by Shelby and by Scott. So he kind of feels like Morgan is like the person from the other side that maybe is least likely to crush the vote against him or to like carry that side of the vote. And then by the same token, when you do look at Big Brother history, you do see a lot of times where, I mean, him and Justin did have an early kind of, you know, they never explicitly called it a final two deal, really, because Justin wasn't thinking strategically in those terms. But like, I got you, kind of the two of us, ride or die type of thing, whatever you want to call that. So I think there is a legitimate fear where Jason's thinking, everyone's looking at us as a pair. He's more charismatic than me. And I think when you begin to think about it that way, you can see how he would frame it in a way where taking Justin is something I can't afford to do, because he's going to be actively siphoning the votes away from people who would already be voting for me, as opposed to Morgan, who's going to get votes that maybe I wouldn't get anyway.
Now, look, Justin, Jason, I can't believe you would say that would be a bad move to be like my brother Cody. You just lost the support of Z Nation. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I believe it's called the Z-Hive.
The Z-Hive is over. We're going to rattle you.
I decided to rattle her.
We're going
to
rattle them. And now, do you feel like, Alex, could this be once the Z-Hive joins forces with the Morgan movement? Do you think it could that be enough to put Morgan over the top?
You talking about this, Alex?
Yes.
Or
yes.
The other Alex?
Yes.
Okay. I think that if the Justin fans and the Z-Hive fans and the Morgan fans and all the Ball Smasher fans get together, we have a shot of overtaking Jason Nation. So I say let's go for it and see what happens.
Who has Joey Rodriguez endorsed? Can you get him to make an endorsement?
Glenn, where you at?
Joey really thinks that Chrissy and Jason should hook up. He's just saying.
They should totally hook up. Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, that would be something. I don't know if you want the endorsement of Joey Rodriguez or not. I think that maybe if Joey Rodriguez endorses Jason, maybe that might be that might be helpful.
Do you know old J-Rod isn't at 50 new 30 anymore?
Oh, no. Yeah. All right. Well, let's not get too distracted.
30, not anything.
Yeah. Alex, a lot of questions are coming in to us about wanting to know about you and Scott in the game. We got to talk to Scott last week on the show. Very fun podcast. And so a lot was made about how Scott really seemingly was willing to, you know, put you as his number one and was very public about that. How did that affect your game in the house?
Yeah, you know, I love Scott. He was an awesome ally in this game and someone that I'm really grateful that I got to meet. I do think that in hindsight, I wish he hadn't have really, I guess, mentioned my name to the other side as much as he did. I wasn't really that aware of it when it was going on in the house. But at the end of the day, I appreciate his loyalty. You know, he basically did kind of give up his game for me. So that's something I'm very grateful for. So, hey, Scott, if you're watching this, thank you.
Okay. All right.
Why do you think people were so mistrusting of him? Because I thought that was like one of the funniest things about this season is that Scott was like just going around like full disclosure, open book policy with everyone and telling them too much if anything. And then he would leave and they'd be like, I don't trust that guy. I think he's selling us a lot of nonsense. Like, what is it about Scott, do you think, that made people so inclined to just think he's
Scott, oh my gosh. I don't know. I think the house
doing too much.
Yeah, he's just, the house is so full of paranoia that if you're that open and that honest, your guard is up even more. So I think a lot of people just didn't know how to handle Scott's personality. A lot of people didn't know how to handle it.
Yes. Have you been tight with Scott outside of the house? Because, you know, you have a lot of people who are from the late night jamboree outside of the house. It seems like that they're in constant communication via the social media. But really, from your side, I guess other than Monty or Cornbread, nobody else really to chat with. Have you guys grown to be really close friends outside of the house?
Oh, yeah. We have groups, like text message chats going on right now. I'm talking to Shelby. I'm talking to Scott. I'm talking to Monty. We have texted each other every day since I've been out of the house and since they've gotten out. So I'm very tight with these people. Just because I'm not public on social media does not mean we are not friends, everyone.
Let's start to get into some questions here as we go through everything, because I know that the audience is very engaged tonight and really are watching us across Periscope, and even some people even figured out a way to watch us on YouTube. I didn't even know we were on YouTube. Let's take this first question. This is from Stephen H., who says, is Justin the closest America has gotten to a Tim Dormer? That may be a better question for the LFC to handle. Biscuit, do you want to jump on that?
Well, we did kind of touch on this previously in the season. I do think he's probably one of the closer people in terms of just like he has a certain amount of charisma that really works well. But ultimately I think that Tim is a lot more, calculated in what he does.
Yep.
I think that they both have issues of kind of feeling like this is my game to win. I deserve it. And if it doesn't go their way, they get kind of frustrated.
Yep.
So that's definitely a similarity, but ultimately I think Tim is ultimately the better player in either version, because even though I'm not a huge fan of Tim's game, because he knows what he's doing and he knows the effect he's going to be having on the audience. And Justin, I think, tends to do things that incidentally are very popular with the audience.
Yeah. Alex,
yeah, I think that's the key word, is calculated.
Yeah. Alex W, do you have any thoughts on this?
Is Tim the Australian dude that was on BB Canada?
Yes.
Yes, yep. He is.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to make sure I knew who y'all were talking about. I didn't watch the feeds of BB Canada. I just watched the episodes. And yeah, I don't know. I would say that Justin, was very entertaining this season, just as Tim was. And I don't know Tim's game that well, but I would say what y'all are saying sounds pretty accurate. Justin was
okay.
Justin was Justin this season.
Justin's Justin. Okay.
I can see why. I mean, I can see why people want to draw the comparison, though, because I mean, you've got two very charismatic guys who really kind of captivated people's attention this season, with a very curly, bouncy, full bodied hair, lots of volume, lots of lift.
Of course you go to the hair.
Yeah,
of course. I mean, what I think a lot of people have gone to the hair. I think that's the, you know, that's one of the defining reasons we're getting this comparison, I think.
Okay. And I feel like that in terms of Justin versus Tim Dormer, I think that Tim fancied himself a mastermind. And I think a lot of times was like playing more of the, like, especially when things did not go his way, played more into the, I don't care. Whereas I think that Justin, I think, was probably more authentic in that.
Yeah.
Let's go to John Densford, who wants to know, Alex, be honest, how much of a shot did you give Morgan to make the final three before the game started? Did you feel like that she'll be out and then I'll just have to run the table?
I thought my sister would be the first one evicted in this house. So when I saw her day one, I was like, well, she'll only be here a week. So needless to say, I am very happy and very shocked and very proud that she's done so well in this game.
Yeah. If Morgan wins the game, is she going to give you some money?
Yeah, she is forced to give me money because I've been telling her to apply for Big Brother every year. So I'm like,
how much money? Does she give you half the money?
I won't be that mean.
Okay.
I'll take like honestly $5,000. That's all.
$5,000.
That's not much. That's doable, guys.
Well, when you think about all the Thanksgivings and stuff going forward that you'll have to hear about it, I think that's a small price to pay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know she's going to rub it in.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah.
But
there's
in terms
no getting
of
around that.
But when you left the house, where did you think Alex, or where do you think Morgan was gonna finish? Did you think that she'd be voted out right after you? I mean, did you envision her getting to this point?
When I left the house, I was 100% convinced that she was going in the double eviction after me. I just figured it was going to happen. So I didn't even think that she would have a shot at getting to this final three position because of that. So
okay,
thanks for the care package.
I was going to say, right, in hindsight, like how big a mistake to, you know, not target someone who can get a care package in that spot, right? I mean, what was your thought in that moment, like when you saw that?
When I saw that she got the care package?
Well, yeah, that they're safe because, like, yeah. I mean, Ellen J made a mistake, right?
Yeah, when I saw that they got the care package and it saved both Morgan and Shelby, I knew that that was the Ellen J's probably biggest mistake in this game so far. It really kind of set the trajectory for, you know, Danielle going home and all that. So I was stoked. I was so excited when that happened.
Yeah, I mean, there would be a certain irony if Morgan somehow was able to beat Jason, because it did seem as though it was Jason's call that Alex is the strategist. We have to take out Alex. Don't worry about Morgan. Alex is the person we need to worry about.
I know. If Morgan ends up winning this over Jason, it will be completely ironic considering Jason took me out for personal reasons, not strategic reasons. So I would love it if that happened.
Is that fair to say that he took you out? That it seemed like he always gave you credit for being the strategist in that side.
You know, I give him partial credit. America put me up. But then again, America put me up because of, you know, Jason's fan base. I was directly opposite of Jason this entire game on opposite sides of the house. And then Jason did win the veto. So I do give him credit for that. I mean, I'm not going to deny that.
Taryn, a lot of people on Periscope are accusing me of not wanting to talk about your poll tonight, that people are saying that I, for some reason, do not want to bring attention to the fact that your poll has been gaining a lot of traction. And for some reason, I would want to obfuscate the exit polling that you're doing tonight.
Conspiracies.
Yeah, you're trying to keep my star down.
Okay. So, Taryn, why don't you update us as of 11:01 p.m. Eastern time? How are your polls looking?
With about 3,500 votes, we have Morgan in the lead with 50%. And Jason behind with 47%. I will say this with a caution of my polls have been known to be accurate within a 3% margin. And this is a 3% margin. So we are at the cusp of inaccuracy here. But it needs to shift a little.
Also a 3% margin, people voting for Chrissy.
Yes. now, again, before, you know, Alex and Morgan start cashing those checks, though, Taryn, do you think it's possible that we could have some ballot stuffing perhaps going on with your poll?
I mean, that as people have said that with every single poll I've done, to be fair. And usually it's the other way. I mean, it's whatever losing side says, it's being stuffed for the other side. It doesn't really surprise me that much. The polls were somewhat close in the preliminary stages, and I think that Morgan has gained some traction in the ensuing few days. So I don't necessarily expect it to stay this way, but it's definitely telling that it's gone this far with Morgan still in the lead.
Alex, have you reached out to any Big Brother alumni? I know that probably many of them will be telling people or suggesting at the very least that people vote for Jason as a Big Brother alumni. Have you courted any alumni to vote for Morgan?
No, I have not. You know, I just believe that people should be entitled. Like, if you have the opinion that you want Jason to win, let your opinion be known. Like, that's fine. I'm not going to go out of my way and beg people to, you know, like, vote for my sister. That's just not my type. That's not my style. You know, I do know that Evil Dick was a big supporter of me and Danielle. And I know, you know, Donnie's reached out to me. You know, Johnny Max reached out to me. So I do know that they're in Judd's reached out to me. So I do know that there are people that, you know, might not necessarily all support Jason, but I don't know who's really leading the campaign for Morgan.
Okay. Well, all right. Here's what
I will say that Adam Pock.
Yes. I was going to mention this. Yes, Adam Pock is a big fan of your side of the house, and so there's 2 days left. What possibly you might be able to do if you can convince Adam to desert your side and support Jason, I think you guys have a shot at this. If you could get Adam Pock to endorse Jason.
Are you listening? It's like yes. BB old maid.
Yes. That he will chase enough support away from Jason if you can get him to come out for Jason. We'll see. A lot of people are asking, did Shelby pass the bar? Do you have that information? Can you confirm that?
Information, but I will not confirm or deny.
Okay.
I will let Shelby
know. That's Shelby's news to break. All right, fair enough.
That's a good friend.
Okay. This is from Matthew Martin. How does it feel knowing that you were America's favorite house guest when BBOTT started? Alex Kewell, can you confirm this?
Alex was very popular at the preseason polling, but she was very popular throughout. I don't think there was really a time where her popularity dipped or yeah,
especially the first couple of weeks.
At any point in the bottom half of house guests.
Like really before the two sides, I think really started to split. I think that Alex had a great deal of, I would say almost even universal popularity in the early going of Big Brother, BBOTT.
Yeah. I think that she was probably the second or third most popular person throughout the entire season, behind Jason. I mean, who knows if Jason is even the most popular still, but, I think, it was Jason, Justin, Alex, and then Shelby in the later half. So I think those were the top four.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I do know.
Oh, and Danielle, I forgot Danielle.
A lot of people were, people have talked about it for a long time, and I don't think as many people who have talked about wanting to see it were as excited to see it as they've said they would be, but there were definitely still a lot of people who were excited to see like a core alliance of all female game players really trying to actively move themselves to forward as a unit. So
what about the Fatal Five, Alex?
They turned on each other almost immediately, yeah. Rob. That okay. That was almost like, if anything, that was more of a like an example of like, why it can't work. And I think that's why this was cool, because it showed that it is possible.
Speaking of the women's
their name, Alex.
Yeah. Speaking of the women's alliance.
You hear it from you hear from guys and girls, this idea that women can't work together. And of course they can. Look.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of the women's alliance, I know that the ball smashers and whenever we said it during the season, we always said it.
Ball smashers.
Which was the Whitney pronunciation. I mean, what has your relationship been like with Whitney outside of the house? Have you re-engaged her in conversation, or are you still upset with her for deserting the ball smashers?
Yeah, no, I have no hard feelings for Whitney. I would love to be friends with her again. We have been messaging each other on Twitter, and all is fine with us. And also, her boyfriend and my boyfriend are kind of in this BB boyfriends club with Mike, Chrissy's boyfriend. So I'm excited for all of us to meet up again, honestly. No hard feelings to you, Whitney.
No hard feelings to Whitney.
On the subject of Whitney, I think this is an interesting question that I saw someone mention in the chat room, which is just that... basically, when Whitney turned against you guys, it was kind of because like Scott was trying to, make her the one that you guys throw under the bus. Well, no, he was trying to push for Morgan. And it's like because of the sister twist, you had to push for Whitney instead, right? So like, I guess that's an instance where the sister twist is like, if it wasn't for this thing, I could have played differently.
Exactly. That's really kind of what was the downfall of the ball smashers, was me having to protect my sister without people knowing that she was my sister. So that's what I'm talking about. This twist was actually kind of, it was just a tricky twist to work with. It really was,
Yeah.
Kind of my game at the end.
Alex, I know you mentioned your boyfriend and his reaction to everything. Have you guys considered any sort of Twitter pranks of getting engaged this week?
James and Natalie? What? No Twitter pranks for us. There's been enough going on with that and the whole Glenn thing. I'm just letting them kind of...
Yep. BBOTT is on the back burner. Do you have any sense of what's going to happen at the finale? Do you have any sort of knowledge or anything you could reveal about that?
No, I know that we will have, I think questions that we'll be asking, and then, I think there might be some sort of round table thing, but I'm not.
But when
sure
do you go? When are you leaving for the finale?
Yeah, I leave tomorrow.
Okay.
Leave tomorrow for California. So.
But it almost seems like that, Taryn, if we're going to have the former house guest asking questions, like, don't they need to ask questions while we can still vote?
You'd think
otherwise,
so.
Otherwise, what's the point? Yeah.
I guess it's just sort of, I mean, we sort of mentioned this as a fun idea. It's almost like a semi reunion show where they'll get to, like, you know, slam each other and discuss what happened over the season. And, I guess it'll be less of a sort of pleading your case thing and more of a, like, let's hash everything out, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that could, if any season could use it, it's this season.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Have you reached out to any of the other people from the Late Night Jamboree? You know, I talked about this with Scott last week. You know, it seems like there's so many hard feelings. I mean, has there been any attempts at reconciliation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, when I got off the show, I was kind of curious if the people before me would reach out to me at all, and they did not at all. They didn't really acknowledge my existence, minus tweeting about me, not to me. So, you know, and then with the whole Danielle blocking Scott the second he tried to make nice with her, it just, I don't know if I really want to go there with that. I'm not about that negativity.
You know, it's interesting though, because I was watching on the feeds tonight when we had Morgan and Jason and Chrissy on the sitting around the table, and I thought that Jason was saying something very interesting in terms of, like, he was touching on, like, you know, I talk so much crap about people, and almost like because he's been through it before, he was saying, I sent Audrey a video of me talking about how I was going to vote her out from the feeds to her on her birthday. And coming from him, I thought it was interesting to have that perspective of whatever is said here almost doesn't matter. We're all going to laugh about it one day. And Chrissy was even weighing in on it too. And Morgan also acknowledged, you know, that, you know, whatever is said. And again, I don't know how much of it is politics at this point, but it was interesting to me to hear the veteran who's been through it before talk about that. But so many people who are a first time player coming out of the house, you know, still having all of these hard feelings about the season.
Yeah, I don't know. We have a very bitter cast right now. I think a lot of it has to do with maybe we didn't go to the jury house. So, you know, when we're just released to the wild and the game's still going on, you're going to have all these feelings being built up. But I do think that hopefully once this game ends, I know there's been a lot of things that were said in the house that kind of hurt people, but I think at the end of this, I'm hoping that we can all just be friends, honestly.
I really do think a lot of it is going to be on Jason. I think that he's the important person to watch here. I think if he comes out of the house and then takes to social media and goes right after, like, let me tell you something else about Shelby. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, if he comes in out and is actually very cordial, I think that the other people from his side of the house are going to be hard pressed to continue the war if he's not the one continuing it. I think that so much of this ride, you know, rests on his shoulders when he gets out.
What? Rob, you think those people are just going to follow Jason's lead? They were such leaders and individuals in the house.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. And the other thing is going to be, you know, to watch is, you know, if Jason comes out and somehow doesn't win, then I think he's like scorched earth on Twitter. But I think actually in some way, if he does win the game, I think that probably he'll be a much better sport about everything, Alex. So I guess that might be a silver lining if Morgan can't win, right?
Right, the one silver lining. Yeah.
Imagine that. $250,000 makes you less of a dick. What are the odds?
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? You know, he might look. He might be emboldened. Who's to say? He's like, oh, this is working for me. I should do
confirmation bias.
Right. Confirmation bias. Okay, let's get back to some more questions. And of course, this is one from Adrian. Who of your fellow house guests were you most surprised to see was loved, hated online? And did any of the reactions to the house guests surprise you when you got out?
Yeah, you're asking what house guest was I surprised that was loved?
Loved or okay. that you thought would be popular and turns out that people were not loving them.
Yeah, okay. Well, when I was in the house, I was very convinced that America didn't like me or Scott. So I was very, very convinced that, you know, like, America didn't.
What? No,
like,
people love Scott. Yeah. Yeah, who knew?
So that was a big shock for me just because he was, you know, a have not twice. I had no idea that, you know, people loved him as much as they did, but I'm really glad everyone sees how great Scott is. And then let's see, who do I not think? I think I thought Whitney was a lot more loved than she actually is. And I think that's because she was at the bottom of both alliances when she left the house. So I'm not seeing as much, you know, love for her from the fans as I thought there would be.
Okay. This is a question from Cone of Shame. Question for Alex. If the final three was Justin, Jason, Chrissy, who would you have voted for? P.S. I rooted for you all season. Would you have been Justin all the way if Morgan was the person eliminated tonight?
Yeah, you know, I've given that a lot of thought within the past couple of days. And I think when I'm analyzing gameplay and I am stripping away kind of Jason's advantages and really looking at his game compared to Justin's game, I think Jason has played a very mediocre game. I think that while Justin didn't have the strategic game, he had a killer social game in a game where there was no social game. So I would give it to Justin.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. I said on the show last night that we did, I felt like it was hard to give, like I can understand the case for Morgan against Jason, especially that she was the underdog and she had to really come on and win these competitions at the end. But I was having a harder time wrapping my head around the Justin over Jason vote at this point, especially because he had a chance to take Jason out at that final four or at the previous vote at the final five. And he did not. He could have made a big move and he didn't. Is there anything there?
Yeah, you know, I think that was the one thing Justin was lacking this season, was he just didn't make the big moves he needed to. But I think this is a weird season of Big Brother. I don't think you can compare it to normal B. So that's why I just feel like social game really is kind of outweighing strategic game at this point, because we didn't have that much power this season to make strategic moves. Mm-hmm. So we did have the power to have a killer social game. So that literally is my rationale for that.
Yeah.
I mean, I do think it is kind of interesting that if you look at the people evicted and you really try to assess, like, it's very hard if this was a traditional game for me to see, oh, you know, whether you want to make it a 10-person jury or 9-person jury or 7-person jury or what you want to do. It's very hard for me to see how Jason would beat either Morgan or Justin in that case.
He would not.
Which is interesting, but I mean, right. Like it's, you know, it's a different game. The criteria is different. So at that point it becomes a slightly different conversation. I suppose.
That's exactly why I don't think it works to compare, to judge Jason's game or anybody's game based on old criteria on some points, but not all points. Because if we judge it on all points, then he, again, like there are a lot of situations where he probably loses in many cases because of a real jury or because of any other sort of reason. But we can't just take, you know, some points of a regular Big Brother and say like, this works here, but it doesn't work here. We have to look at it as a new game and as judging a new game. And I think that even if it was Justin versus Jason, even if it's Chrissy versus Jason, ultimately, whoever we decide is the one that's going to win the game. And they're the ones that are going to be the ones that played the best game for the most part, because otherwise they're too even. And even Jason has said this on the feeds. He said, you know, this is the first season. Whoever they choose is probably going to be the most deserving. And I'm in complete agreement with that. I think that there is not enough evidence of past play to say we definitively know that this was good and this wasn't. We have to judge it on whoever you want to win, whoever you decide is the best winner is the best winner to you. And whoever has the majority of those people on their side ultimately played the best game.
Okay. So let me just a couple of quick things. So I said that Justin should have voted out Jason at the final five. I've been that fact checked by many people said that Jason won the veto at the final five, which fair, very fair point. Fair point indeed. But that I don't know necessarily that if, you know, would he have made that move, Taryn, if Jason had not won the veto?
I don't think it was likely that he was going to make that move. No, certainly things could have changed. He had changed his mind on Jason before in the past. It certainly could have happened, but I'd say like probably 85-90% chance it doesn't.
Yes. And also to just address that, I see a lot of people on Periscope say that, boy, you know, Alex is really biased for Morgan to win. I mean, like, what do you expect, people? Come on. Come on. This is, I mean, that this is her sister, not even just like a person that she just met. Like, look, as long as you're being respectful, I don't have an issue here with this.
I think people need to appreciate there's three potential finale outcomes here. One of these three outcomes involves Alex actually getting money, like directly. But like, you just got to appreciate that. Like, come on.
Yeah.
And also, like, again, it speaks to what this season is. Like, every single person that has an opinion on the player and has an opinion on who they want to win is biased in this season.
Yeah.
You can't get away from that.
Yeah. So let's not get too carried away. This is from Brad Ass TV. Can you ask Alex if she was really serious about cutting a Morgan early on?
Okay. I've gotten that question a lot, actually. In week one, probably literally like within the first couple of days of being in that house, I was strategically considering it. I mean, even I think when Morgan won the POV week four, I asked her just kind of like out of the blue, weighing out all my options, hey, what if you use it on Scott? Not saying I wanted to get rid of my sister over Scott, but I just thought it would ensure Neely's shot of going home. So, I mean, in this game, loyalty is everything, but at the very beginning, I was willing to cut her. But as the game went on, I very clearly was like, this is my ride or die. It's not happening.
All right. This is a question that I got emailed to me, and I promised that I would read it. This is from one of the biggest supporters of your side of the house, and one of the hopefuls from the So You Think You Can podcast competition. Campster the Hamster wrote to say, Alex, thanks for playing the game with great spirit, decency, and class. I loved watching you interact with your crew, having a lot of fun together. Can you talk about how much of the game tested you mentally, emotionally, and emotionally in such a divided season? And after being on the show together, how much stronger now is your bond with your sister?
Yeah, you know, coming into this game, me and my sister were honestly not that close. I mean, we were close in the sense that we would talk to each other every once in a while, but we certainly haven't lived together in forever and had to talk to each other every day. So mentally, this game was challenging. We went kind of ups and downs together. It was kind of a roller coaster of emotions. And coming out of this, I feel so much stronger with my sister. We have memories to talk about for a lifetime, and it was a once in a lifetime experience with her.
Okay. Also, Cam wanted to say that he hopes to see you, Scott, Shelby, Morgan, posting on Reddit regularly.
I'm already on Reddit. I love Reddit, but I promised that I would make Shelby get on there, and I will make Shelby get on Reddit this weekend.
Yes. Do you think that Shelby is going to be active on social media?
You know, I do not think. I think she's going to be the casual Instagram Snapchatter, but I don't really see her, you know, tweeting her life away every day.
Okay, not super into it.
Yeah.
Okay. Stephen Wishburn says, Alex, did you realize after being evicted that Chrissy lied about Scott cheering for her hand injury?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Chrissy. I knew that. I don't even know how to answer this question. Chrissy's just kind of all over the place. Yeah, I knew that the whole Scott clapping thing had totally got blown out of proportion. But then again, a lot of stuff that Scott did in the house got blown out of proportion by the other side. So it wasn't a surprise to me at that point.
Okay. Alex W, any closing thoughts in terms of where we go from here?
I'm just going to close with, I think if you're watching this, Morgan is a deserving winner of this season. I think she's held her own socially. I think she's held her own in comps. And, you know, she kind of had a huge mountain to climb with the whole sister twist. It wasn't easy. You know, she was always kind of the underdog. So I always root for the underdog. And better for Morgan. It's my closing statement.
Okay. It's an interesting week in terms of, you know, there's going to be a lot of campaigning, a lot of people active on social media looking to get out the vote. Turnout is going to be really, really key in terms of all this. You know, I hope that, you know, everything is going to be civil. That's what I'm hoping for in terms of all of this. And I know it's been very difficult to do. Alex, do you have any thoughts on this? Is there anything that you want to say to the people who at least value your opinion on this?
We're talking about how everyone's kind of fighting on social media.
Right. Is there anything that you might be able to say to the people who are supporting your side of the house?
Yeah. You know, just everyone remember this is just a game and it doesn't need to be taken personally. Just, you know, you can vote and like who you want in this house. Vote for who you want, but you don't need to attack everybody else if they don't agree with your opinion. So on that note, everyone be friends. That's my message.
Okay. Will the Willett sisters, if Jason is the winner, will the Willett sisters concede and congratulate Jason on a victory if he wins?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if he wins, you know, that's congrats to Jason. You know, I'm so happy for all three of them for making it this far. I'll be more than happy for all of them.
What if Chrissy wins, Alex?
That one might be a little tougher to swallow, but I think it's important.
Yes, boy.
I feel like the upside there is they probably make a lot of changes for OTC 2. So maybe it's a silver lining. A
lot of changes for OTC 2.
If Chrissy wins, then she actually is the puppet master she claims to be. So there's at least that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So Alex, now once this is all over, do you feel like, is there any possibility that an OTT person will appear in a traditional season of Big Brother? Is that a possibility?
I mean, who knows? That would be super cool if they did. I think that this season was so different from Big Brother that we didn't get to play the traditional version, so it'd be interesting to have one of us or a couple of us come on an actual season.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see what happens. BB19 coming up in the summer, BB Canada around the corner. Will you be watching BB Canada 5?
Yes, I will be watching BB Canada. I've actually been talking to Joel from BB Canada.
Oh, boy. There you go. Yes.
Yep.
It's all happening. It's all happening. Yeah.
Indeed.
There you go. All right. Great stuff. Well, Alex Kidwell, do we have a hashtag tonight?
Oh,
we need one. Do you have a, you know, I feel like that the Morgan side, do you have a Morgan hashtag?
I haven't seen one.
Alex W.
Oh,
you're
talking to me?
Yeah.
Sorry.
You need a campaign. Yeah.
Jason's Jason Asian, Morgan Asian. Gotta combat that.
You guys can have that one. Don't make that the podcast hashtag. Don't get me in trouble with that.
If they're doing Jason Nation, you need to be like, welcome to Morgan Country. That's you go that way.
Welcome to Morgan Country. That's not that catchy either.
I will say the gap has widened on the poll. Morgan is now ahead by 4 percentage points. So okay. She's ground here.
Yeah.
Follow me down, America.
Hashtag let's go Mo for Miranda in the chat room. That's pretty good.
Let's go Mo. All right. All right. Well, this was very, very fun. And I'm sorry again about the technical issues here. Both I apologize to Alex Willett and also to you guys watching us here tonight. And hopefully we get this all straightened out for Survivor Know It Alls coming up on Wednesday night. Alex, do you follow Survivor?
Okay. I love Survivor with all of my heart, but I have not watched the season yet. I'm going to binge it.
All right. Binge the Millennials versus Gen X. It's a great season.
It's been fun.
Yeah. We will be back tomorrow night. Myself and Stephen Fishback to cover the latest edition of Survivor. Also, then we will have live finale coverage coming up on Thursday night. Jordan Parhar will be anchoring the BBOTT finale coverage, whether it's Jason, whether it's Morgan, or even Chrissy, whoever is the winner, that Jordan will be live to talk about all of that. And of course, the other big news going on, the So You Think You Can podcast competition has been coming to a conclusion. Last night, I was live with Adam Bongiovanni and Melissa Denny, our two finalists in the So You Think You Can podcast competition. You can watch that video and also vote for your favorite. A lot of votes coming in. A lot of votes that when I had last looked at it, 1,800 votes had been cast already in 24 hours for the So You Think You Can podcast finals. So we will announce our winner of that competition as well on Thursday night, a jam-packed Thursday on RHAP. And then I'll be back on Friday to put a bow on the BBOTT. How's that sound, Alex? Good? Yes. Alex Willett, have you followed... Have you followed the So You Think You Can podcast competition?
I see y'all's tweets all the time, but I have not been following.
Okay.
If you're talking to me.
Okay. All right. So good. I was going to. Good.
That, that. something.
Two now, finalists. So. That's right. That's right. Yeah. So it's all come down to this. All right. So any other final thoughts before we sign off, Biscuit, Alex?
Just make sure you vote for the So You Thinking podcast thing. We can do better than 1,800 votes. Let's do this.
Okay. Still another day to vote. Well, we'll close the poll on Wednesday night. And so that's going to do it for us here tonight. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre behind the scenes. And good luck to all of the finalists, both in BBOTT and in the So You Think You Can podcast competition. And have a good night, everybody. Take care. Bye.